It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One in five Coloradans worry that they won't be able to afford to feed their family and also fear losing their home. That's according to a new poll by the Colorado Health Foundation. These troubles were even more pronounced among Black and Hispanic people and those with low incomes. The poll also found partisan divides over the pandemic response. For instance, the mask mandate gets unequal support, 96% from Democrats, 71% of independents, but less enthusiasm from Republicans at 53%. A district judge in Denver has ruled that the city's urban camping ban is constitutional. That overrides a county judge's earlier decision that said the ban could not be enforced unless Denver has adequate shelter space for those experiencing homelessness. Denverite's Donna Bryson says the case stems from a ticket issued by police last year.
Jerry Burton is an activist here in Denver. He was experiencing homelessness in April of 2019 when he was ticketed under the camping ban. He really insisted on getting that ticket because he wanted to challenge the camping ban's constitutionality in court. The district judge looked specifically at Jerry Burton and said he was offered shelter that night and he refused it.
Denverite's Donna Bryson. Burton says he will appeal to the state Supreme Court. Jefferson County Public Schools and the union that represents its bus drivers and other support workers are at odds over a contract agreement. The union is asking for what it calls a living wage. The district has proposed a pay freeze. Bus assistant Karen O'Connor, who has a lung condition, is worried that if she gets COVID-19...
I would not be able to afford any medical treatment. I just want to make enough money to save my own life if I do get sick from COVID.
The union is waiting for another proposal from the district. The district says it will continue wage negotiations this week or next week. The cold front moving across Colorado has helped crews fighting the state's wildfires, and it has improved air quality along the Front Range. That's according to Scott Landis, who's been tracking wildfire smoke for the state.
We're going to be in a pretty slow-moving weather pattern, and as long as that stays there, it's really going to cut off the flow from all the active wildfires elsewhere in the western U.S., so I think we should have some pretty good air quality here for the remainder of this week.
The wet and chilly weather is hanging on across Colorado for another day at least. Highs around Denver in the 40s today. This is CPR News.